Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At the Philadelphia 22, Rush in the gun. He'll give it a Hardy on a draw up the middle of the 15, to the 10, keeps his feet, 5. Jaquan Hardy, you get a touchdown. Stop the insanity.
Health, check. Playing in the cold, check. Offensive rhythm and momentum, check. Seems like everything got accomplished in Philadelphia as we now get set for the real thing. And let's discuss it with the Hall of Fame GM and owner, Jerry Jones, every Tuesday at this time with Sean and RJ, brought to you by Four Built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning, Sean, you and RJ. And man, it is great to be on this morning.
Heck yeah. Always love having you, but a little extra special right now. Did you get basically everything accomplished in Philadelphia with the goals on Saturday, getting ready for the playoffs?
Well, really more, if you will. I underline that because, you know, the fact that we were able to play some of the younger players without the risk of lumping really individuals in a group that individually they did some very good things, like our cornerback Joseph and cornerback Wright, but we got to really get some good snaps in by a lot of younger players here right before we play this playoff game, and that really gave everybody a lot of confidence to watch them go out and in that kind of competition have good days. And so the fact that we got our younger guys, our backups, so to speak, the action they got up there will really serve us well here as we line up against the 49ers.
Jerry, were you okay with how long Dak played in this game? Or were you up in the suite kind of pacing, you know, clutching your fists?
I knew before the game that he'd be in the fourth quarter, and we wanted him in there in the fourth quarter and wanted that much time out of him rather than just anything special about the fourth quarter. We wanted that much snaps. We had planned on our protection allowing us to do that. We'd planned on our running game, which allows you to have better overall balance in your offense and able to keep him out there without really thinking you were breaking down or in harm's way. So as you all know, you know, there's a lot of things that happen when you snap the ball, and you're looking at a lot of things that will impact the next play, the next quarter, or the next games, and that's what we got out of that game up there. It was really all the way around, and don't let anybody kid you, and I'm not being defensive about it, but this game was about us, how we played, how we executed, how our offensive line, how individuals there executed, how the defensive performance of each player. This was about us, not about what Philadelphia was trying to do.
Did you see your grandson make the best throw of the night with that Eagle shirt that he rejected back into the crowd? Did you catch that?
He's quick as a cat. And we had, you know, it's one of the few times that I've been to Philadelphia when the fans came on around and got, if you will, positive about us sitting up there, us being involved in the game. That's just Philadelphia in its own way. It is great to go up there. But they can be, the appearance-wise, they can look pretty hostile. Well, he was able to, James is his name, and James was able to really field a lot of jerseys coming that way and a lot of caps, and they wanted those signed, and it was really a positive thing. But boy, was he catching them! And when that those Eagles apparel started coming in, he was quick to throw that back. He doesn't get that goodwill thing. He just doesn't want to up there with us.
He can replace Rosie for security now moving forward. Jerry Jones here. Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan. All right. Now we're getting a little nostalgic. Have you gotten nostalgic yet with, you know, Madden and something? This is what we grew up with, Jerry. Cowboys, 49ers, Madden, Summerall, and now you get San Fran again on Sunday.
Well, I grew up with it, too. And it was my first taste to be as involved as I am. It was my first taste to be involved. It was everybody's first taste that I've been around. Mm. And it was, it got all kinds of good feelings about it. And but what I do remember more than anything is we look back and we think about how good those teams were. But boy, were the games close.
Yeah.
It was just nip and tuck all the way, and it was a play here, a play there, and that's the playoffs. These things are just razor thin as to how you can end up advancing in these playoffs. And in those years, it made a lot of difference. One of my favorite things that happened was the matchups that we had when Deion Sanders was on the San Francisco team, and then we turned around and got him on the Cowboy team. And those have about 15 or 20 great stories that were involved there. But it makes me appreciate, frankly, the swing that, for instance, a Deion Sanders made to come from the 49ers over to the Cowboys. It makes me appreciate the skill sets of the players that we've got back here right now and some of the depth we've got. But, again, I'm not into comparisons, but we've got some guys back there in that secondary that can make Deion Sanders kind of play.
Jerry, what do you see in this version of San Francisco? Give us a little scouting report on what these 49ers bring.
I think they're very physical distinguishably so. They've got a really stout defensive line. They're really good in their offensive line. They've got to seem to have some pretty good flexibility there, position flex. They've moved them around a tad. But more importantly than anything, they use it on both sides of the ball, the physical part of it. So this team is about that. They're very confident. They've won some big games. They've won it against some good teams. They play in a tough division over there that the playoffs just demonstrate that completely by the fact there are three out of the four teams in the division, and Seattle was no slouch. So they come tested. They come playoff ready. They'll be tough.
Jerry, our biggest concern seems to be kind of the storyline for the week is that physicality. Talk about that, how big of a concern it is for you, and how you think you guys match up with your defense stopping their run game with the physicality and the creativity of Shanahan.
Oh, I have such respect for their coach Shanahan. I had respect for his dad. He's obviously comes with the pedigree of having grown up in it as well as having had success. You've got to respect that. They've got a fine organization, and they've been to the Super Bowl since we have, obviously, and have competed here these last two or three years at a higher level than we have, and so we've got to factor all that in. This is there'll be a real mess to deal with out here Sunday.
Jerry, how are you taking in Sunday's games? Did you have a rooting interest in who you guys were going to face or the road that you were going to have to take in the second round should you get there?
I spent that day on the NFL mix on the tube. And, boy, I was watching them all at the same time and getting to them. And one of the most fun days that I've had watching NFL football in a long time. And I couldn't believe that our 17th week had come down to that type of competitiveness and that type of it was like a storybook as to all the things that depended on the outcomes of the game. Now, I know we were particularly involved, and the every Cowboy fan and all of us were hanging on every nuance of every play, but still, it was quite a day. I spent the day in front of that TV set and really watching and could easily do it, although the couple of them were at the same time watching all the teams that we had a chance to play, not only in the first game, but should we advance. And it just goes to show you how important our games were on the 17th week and how good it is to have that longer season.
Jerry, one of the issues that we've been talking about is the one of the last times the Niners came here, they brought a lot of fans with them. There was a lot of red in that stadium. Is that a concern? Is there a way to keep visiting fans out of the stadium, in a playoff game? What is the concern level there?
Well, I have no control. I know that we have the highest priced resale ticket across the board throughout the stadium as we speak right today and yesterday. And so you're getting a huge run-up in the price of the tickets, which shows the kind of demand there is. And consequently, you don't control it. You don't want to control that. You want the market to be there. And it is there. And when you have the stadium the size that we have, which is easily the highest attended stadium in the NFL, when you have a stadium the size of that, you're going to have opposing jerseys in there, opposing fans or opposing color, if you will, is the better way to say it. I welcome it. I think it's a great atmosphere. You'd have to really be missing the sensitivity that's around the Cowboys right now to think that you, in my mind, we're going to have any concern really over the coloring and the deal. It'll be Cowboys home game. There's no question about it. Home playoff game, and it'll be roaring when that bunch cranks up, and when you have 90 something thousand people. I was trying to look at it. We have to limit what we can put on our standing room only out there. We have to limit that amount, but I'd like to push that 100,000 this week.
Jerry, how do you define success once you make the play? Is it title or bust for you?
Oh, unquestionably. There's no in between. You really go into it with the expectation of being in the playoff. The league is designed to be 50-50. And so it is important to everything is set up to be 50-50. It's that competitive and that fair, the way it comes down, the way you can get players, talent acquisition. And so the denominator is to be break the proverbial 50-50 mentality and of your record, 8-5, in this case, it can't be 50-50 now. It's 8-7 or 8-8 in the tie. But the point is to get here. You need to have distinguished yourself, and then once you get here, all bets are off. And a lot of that has got to do with availability of your players at that time. We're in good shape. We're in real good shape right now. And so, we should be excited and be planning on it. And you don't have but one winner here, and that's the Super Bowl winner.
Jerry Jones right here on The Fan with Sean and RJ, brought to you by Ford. Speaking of being in good shape, Jerry, do you have anyone in the COVID protocols, and are you guys taking any extra precaution this week before the game?
Well, I really think our mentality, our practice of protocol has evolved. This last two or three weeks have been as it has for the nation, have been really a heightened practice of awareness or addressing the COVID. There's no question that it's upticked. It's gotten more intense. We all see that every day in all of our lives. And so we have to be we have to be sensitive to that, which means, yes, we have to pay more attention. We have to watch it more. And our players are as highly, highly aware of what it means to get to play in this game Sunday, or what it means to be available over these next few days and weeks, if you will. They're more aware than any time I've seen them. Staff is more aware than any time I've seen them. They're talking to each other about it. Well, that's the best you can do. Keep your distance, keep your mask up, get out there and watch your step. Remember the end game. End game is to be on the field Sunday. Now, don't be ridiculous. We don't want to do that at the expense of anybody's health. But we can do that. And the NFL, over the last 2 years, touching roughly 4,000 players, and no telling how many staff, we have had one case with a player being in a hospital for one day, one player, in the last 2 years. And so that's where you are on how effective the NFL's protocols have been over the last 2 years. And our Dallas Cowboys have led the league in attendance significantly over the last 2 years as well. And so we have a very good situation with our fans, our stadium, how we do our protocols.
Do you guys have any current cases as of today on the roster?
Not that I'm aware of today. Now, I'll be very candid with you. I haven't gotten my COVID report this morning, but to the extent that we have an extension of Curse was on protocol list last week. He shouldn't be by Thursday of this week. Other than that, that we're counting on being available, no.
Jerry Jones.
And that's without my report this morning.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, because of the inconsistencies with the kicking game, Zuerlein, has that altered the game plan at all? Like maybe you go for two a little bit more. Maybe you go for it on fourth and short instead of kicking the field goal. Has that altered the game plans at all?
Absolutely it does. And we're well aware, and we should be aware. That's part of running the show. And really does, but Zuerlein really brings a lot to the table. His leg strength, his touchbacks, his ability to be a threat at a length of distance, all of that is there. He has had a exceptionally tough year for him in extra points, but he's a sound kicker, experienced kicker, and our guys are all sensitive about how to approach the game.
Jerry, how risky would it be just to go and get someone, you know, a Kai Forbath or anyone off the street so that you don't have to, you know, live with the uncertainty of the missed kicks? Weighing that option, what's it been like for you all doing that?
Jerry, you can rest assured that that was the first thing that you look at in if a better alternative would be out there, we'd be using it. Everything's at stake.
Jerry, a lot of talk around your staff, you know, with Black Monday yesterday and Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore and Will McClay was thrown into the news yesterday. How are you dealing with all that? And when can you guys start talking to potential replacements if you think you're going to lose somebody on the staff?
Well, one of the things that you're ready for, as a matter of fact, the league is so structured and so friendly to advancing coaches in their careers that it is not, when you're successful, it's not necessarily in the best interest. It's like the draft. It's not in the best interest of the successful teams. The league's protocol of helping coaches progress. Now, you're sitting here to the ultimate person that believes in opportunity in America. You can imagine where I've come from. And also, I don't know of anybody that has football be any better to it than I have.
Yeah.
That I'm talking about better to me than I have. And so I'm a big believer in opportunity. If I'm anything, I'm an example of opportunity. And so, and taking advantage of it and advancing, if you will. And so that's where I am on it. But rest assured, when you're successful, it works to the teams that aren't successful's advantage. The rules in the NFL about the ability to move and advancement. On the other hand, when you're unsuccessful, it works to that team's advantage to be able to go out here and get other teams' coaches. That's just the way it works. The facts are, though, that you just have to have about coaching just as you do players, and that is there is available other people to take advantage of those opportunities. And that's the way it is in coaching. You just have to go get somebody else.
Jerry, officiating has been a big storyline for some of y'all's games this year, and the crew announcement came out yesterday. I look forward to kind of hearing your recaps and your previews, Sam. We know what crew this is. We know what to expect. Have you gotten the report, and do you have a good feel for what this crew will be doing or what they've done throughout the season that you're getting Sunday?
The answer is no. The crew is probably available. But frankly, I didn't look at that yesterday as to the crew. Good question. Very appropriate question for our team, where the crew is. The crew was outstanding the other day. I don't know that we've had a game that had fewer penalties called. So kudos to that. They've certainly had the let them play attitude. It's funny. I don't talk to anybody. Coaches, general managers, owners. I don't talk to anybody that doesn't want to let them play.
Hmm.
Except when they get in the nuances of what happened to them on their particular day. And then they want some adjustments made in the rules. So that's what you're into.
Jerry, last one. I want to finish off with the head coach who joins us every Friday. This is why you brought him in, right? Give us your view on the playoff experience that Mike McCarthy can help y'all out with and what he brings to your sidelines in the playoffs.
Well, the fact we're in the playoffs is why we went to get him. And he's just done an outstanding job. And he's, of course, has evolved since he got here 1 year ago. There's never been a transition time for head coaches that was any tougher than last year.
Yep.
In terms of moving into the team you're with. Mike told me last year that we had the best talent of any team that he'd ever been around. Last year.
Mm.
Best talent of any team he'd ever been around. So as we have evolved, I think we're a better, more talented team than we were this time last year. I do. And so the good news is that we've been able to play it, and it's been on the field. The whole talent pitcher has been out on that field. I give him all the credit for that. He deserves the credit for having really the experience that we've got on that field as we come into the playoffs. He's been very astute relative to how he's worked with and evolved with Kellen Moore. One of the first things he said when he got here, he said, I want to have Kellen here. I want him to be here. Mike's an offensive coach, but he wanted Kellen here. And he was at the head of the list of the world in trying to get Dan Quinn in here when this came up last year. So the bottom line is that he's doing an outstanding job. He will be the first to tell you, don't give me any accolades. Do not give me one thing until we have won playoff games, until we have won the big game. And I would agree with him there. We have the greatest fans in the world. We have the greatest opportunity here. And I believe we all would agree that our quarterback is second to very few, if there is second to any in the NFL. You need a good quarterback to really think big or think you've got a chance in the playoffs. You need a good quarterback. You need a good defense. You need a good basic depth to play in these next three ball games and four possibly. All of that Mike deserves a lot of credit for.
Well, look, that's a good pregame speech. We are hyped. We are ready. And we can't wait for Sunday. Thank you so much for the extra time, Jerry. And we'll hear you Friday on with the fellas.
Great. Good. Let's have a big week and enjoy this weekend. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.